Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
This is Ryan and Jay from We Got the Geek. We're interviewing Patrick from Epoch Toronto. How's it going, Patrick?
It's going pretty well. Pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a while since we actually did an interview for LARP. I think, Jay, when you before we transitioned into We Got the Geek, I think you said a couple years ago you talked to someone briefly.
Yeah, it's a long time
ago. Long time ago. So I think it's about time we sort of get an updated perspective.
Yeah, sounds good to us. Absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually Epoch Toronto Foundation. We're a registered nonprofit in Ontario here. And we're based out of Toronto, obviously, but our site's in Acton, Ontario. We rent out the Blue Springs Scout Camp from the Scouts there, and it's always a lot of fun. We rent it from Friday to Sunday, and you dress up, you act like a character. It's a lot of improv fun.
Nice. Now, do you guys, since you do it over the weekend, do you guys do like a camp out type of situation, and then you play, or people just come out for the day?
What it is you can come out for the weekend. We also have the good old day pass, but we have cabins, we have showers, you name it. Nice. A lot of people do the camping, the tent thing, but we also have bunks available. There's a whole inn setup. Right now we're just getting, the bunks are being renovated, but we'll hopefully have new ones here shortly.
Nice. So it's pretty much like a whole getaway weekend, especially for those that have been in it for a couple years. Now, I know we briefly spoke. You said for someone that maybe wants to try it, you have like a first timer or like a, I guess, first time, I guess, would be.
Yeah, we got a good old discount. It's $15 for your first weekend out, so it's always a good ease. So we also do a meal plan type of thing that ranges from $15 to $20. So you don't even have to worry about food. So for $30 for your first kickoff, you're in for a good time.
So absolutely. It's really a full experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. Part of it is coming up with the character, getting that all approved, but we can certainly help you out with that. We have a new players committee that jump on the emails there, so it's always a lot of fun.
Nice. So as far as what you guys do, like obviously a lot of people started D&D. I mean, that's usually like the entry, and then I think LARPing, it takes a step above that.
Absolutely. The first taste is usually D&D or some kind of tabletop game. Yeah. And then you always have that friend that says, you should start LARPing. And me personally, I resisted for years. No, I can't go that far. I can't go that far to geekdom and nerddom and all that fun stuff. And then finally, I just kind of embraced it and been doing it for 4 or 5 years now, and go to 2, 3, 4 different LARPs a year sometimes, and ends up being a lot of fun.
Well, that's the thing, is you get like a group, a bunch of group-minded people where you just get together, have fun. So instead of like rolling the dice for your character, you actually get to live your character.
Absolutely. It ends up being it's a huge community. I mean, some are 60, 70, there's some up to 175 for the weekends. But yeah, it's always a blast. Anyone you go to, whether it's that 10, 20 person just trying it out, playtest LARP, to the ones that are established. Epoch, we've been around for almost 20 years now.
Oh, wow.
There's some that are around for 10 years. And away you go.
Well, like you said, it starts at that one day and then it moves on like yourself 4 or 5 years later.
Yeah, exactly. And you end up getting hooked. And it's a blast. I mean, my big thing is stepping away from the computer, because I'm a desk jockey, right? 24/7. I'm usually plugged into my cell phone. So on Friday at 3 o'clock, I go to the site where there's no phone reception. I unplug and I get to play with magical creatures and magical beasts, cast spells, swing swords. It's always a really good time.
Nice. So the fact that you're doing LARPing, the movie that came out, Knights of Badassum, I know we briefly touched upon that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think a lot of people, not knowing enough about LARPing, they think that that's what it is. Like, we're like a bunch of sort of geeks, just like, but it's having a good time. Like, that's the main reason for having this.
Absolutely. I mean, there's been a couple movies. Knights of Badassum, I love the film. I love the acting casting. It was amazing. There's also Role Models, gives a little taste of it as well.
That's right. I forgot about that.
We're not as public park role model style. Like I said, we rent out that scout camp, and we rent out half the camp. So there's quite a number of acres that we get to play with, and you'll roam around, and you'll find skeletons or rodents of unusual size for those Princess Bride fans out there, as well as we have a 6-foot long, we call them kabuki. piece, and they're giant puppets that we use to represent the monsters a lot of the times.
So
not only do we have people dressing up, but we also have stage actors in like cast black.
Stage props. And
stage props. Full props that we pull out.
Nice. So for the people that actually play, do you actually have like a dungeon master follow the people? So because you know there's a little bit of, I know there's rules, but not familiar enough to know how you guys sort of deal with that.
Yeah, what we have is it's called an artistic director, and they're kind of like the dungeon master in D&D. They come up with plot for the year, whether that's world-ending plot or just the guilds are clashing, or we have two big groups. One's called Imperial, which is Romanesque, and we have one Confederate, which is more of the land, tribal type thing, and they tend to clash a little bit, so there can be some politics. And we live in a town called Caragwen, which is like a frontier town that's well smacked out in the middle. So we usually run into a little bit of conflict between the two of those sometimes, and tell them, no, you can't take over us because we're far too powerful, or some kind of politics that happens in a greater world. Well, the artistic director's kind of in charge of that. So if they want a group from whatever guild or organization to come in, they send that in and kind of make the story of what's happening outside of town, and then the players kind of define what's in the town.
Nice. Now, as far as the type of characters for the fantasy world, do you do like dwarves, elves, like you name it, or do you need it specifically for your world?
No, we go with a lot of the classic tokens in there. So you get dwarves, elves, halflings, much akin to hobbits. I play halfling. Good food, good people, good song, and you're having a good time. We also have a race called the Arulu, which is like a canine race, as well as the Karen, which is a matriarchal feline race as well. You don't want to piss off the Pride Mother. She'll usually rip your throat out. So there's a lot of apologizing that goes on. We also have the elemental kin, so each of the four elements, fire, earth, air, water, and they're a recent addition, about 5 years old. And of course, your basic humans, and we go from there. I'm trying to think of any other species or races that
so
we
So pretty
have.
Much, would you guys allow any kind of fantasy-type creature, or again, within limits?
There's a specific races that are listed in the rulebook type thing. There has been some special ones that go out there, depending on what happens to your character as you go along, but you got your base you start off with, and then life happens in Caragwen, and sometimes you change.
Well, I could just imagine, especially with some of the D&D events that I've played at. So as far as rolling your, not, well, again, I say rolling your stats, but that's D&D. How do you guys come about with your stats for the characters?
So D&D is a class-based system. We're a class-list system. So when you walk in, you're not going to be a warrior, but you can build a warrior. So there's different, we have like a combat system, a magic system, and a psychic system, and you can mix and match to your pleasure. So you say you want to walk in as a battle cleric. You can get a little bit of earth magic for healing, a little bit of swords and shields for your battle portion, and that's great. If you decide later you want to go fire magic, you can learn that, but you're not streamlined into one certain class.
That's kind of cool.
Each event you earn experience points that you can double out with something we call creation points. And that's doing donations or volunteer work for the club. Because we're a non-profit, so no one gets paid, so we rely on volunteers. And with that experience, you can buy those skills that you usually have to learn in-game.
Nice. So for someone that has never been into it, where can they kind of reach you as far as the interwebs?
Absolutely. Our website is www.epoch-larp.ca. That's EPOCH-LARP.ca. Website's on there. Our rulebook's on there. We don't charge for the rulebook, so take a look, take a peek. We also have our new players committee at epoch-larp.ca. They're always there to answer questions, help you build the character, help you stat the character, and all that fun stuff. And our AD team is just waiting to approve some new characters to come out and play.
Well, I think, Jay, we should probably stop by one of these days for the summer.
Sounds awesome.
Get out a character. I play a mean dwarf. That's all I'm saying. But that's on paper, though. Like,
sir, I think you'd play a mean dwarf in person. I would be a little nervous you screaming at me coming out with the axes with a big, huge beard on your face.
Especially the Scottish accent. That's what my last one was. So.
It would do the trick. The kill would be the nice touch, for sure.
No, thanks, Patrick. We hope definitely our listeners will definitely put everything towards your guys' website and maybe just check it out.
No, it's been great talking to you. We'll see you lots here at Con Bravo, and we'll have some fun for sure.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.